All right, how's everybody doing? So I'm back with my another podcast on healing classes. This one's specific to the Merc. I did a operative class one yesterday. It is already on the site. And tomorrow I will do a Sork specific class one. And then I'm going to put them all each in the healing, the class guides that I have on the site. So I'll put, you know, each one with each guide. And then I might do something else with them later, but we'll see. So I wanted to get podcasts together per class. So today will be the Sork. I mean, the Merc. I'm sorry. Today will be the Merc. And again, I'm sorry for my commando healer friends. I just don't heal on the imp side, on the pub side anymore. So I'm not quick with the terminology. So you might just have to do some translation for the crossover skills and stuff like that. So I do apologize for that. But it can be helped. So I'm basically running my main as a Merc. I Merc heal three groups of the four that I'm in right now. I might one of those groups convert to an operative, depending on what's going on. But I right now I'm actively healing in three groups with a Merc, and one of them is progressing fairly cleanly. I'm on my Merc. I am, I guess it's six of 10 in the new hard mode stuff. So Ravagers, I've gotten through Torque and beaten Torque. And on Temple of Sacrifice, I've beaten Lurker up to the first three on each, essentially, on my Merc. So I have the most experience on my Merc healer. And so my thoughts on, since the 3.0, is that I think it's a really, really, really strong class, but it does present a certain amount of challenges that can really make you not want to run the class. So we'll get into all that here in a second. For the weaknesses of the class, there honestly aren't a lot. I mean, you got to really have to think about what weaknesses the class has. And I can't really think of any. I mean, there's some, like, you know, within the kind of details of the class weaknesses, in that the heat management can be a challenge. You have to really, really stay on top of your heat, and you have to be smart with your thermal sensor override and your vent heat. It can really get away from you. And honestly, the main reason, and I've said this before, I feel like the main reason why the heat gets away from us is that we have a lot of abilities to use on the Merc. So a pretty standard set of heals that you use, you know, Coltal Missile, Progressive Scan are used a lot. You use Rapid Scan to set up Healing Scan. And then when you supercharge gas, you spam Healing Scan. That's on top of the Coltal Shells that you use kind of throughout the fight. And you have to mix in Coltal Shot to get any sense of heat management. And then if you help out with damage, which the Merc Healer can do a lot of, you really run out of heat very, very, very quickly. So heat management is a challenge. I wouldn't call it a weakness. I don't necessarily think there are any glaring weaknesses in the class, honestly. But it's definitely the challenge of that class is managing heat, because you use so much of those. And like, all those skills are really good. All those abilities are really good. And only Rapid Scan, you know, buffs Healing Scan and kind of will drop the heat cost of it. Obviously, you know, supercharged gas helps Healing Scan a lot. But everything else costs pretty good. You can really run into some problems if you're above 40, 30 on your heat, you hit Progressive Scan and then follow it up with pretty much anything else. So you have to almost always hit a thermal sensor or override, save it for Progressive Scan when you're somewhere in a 30, 40 percentage of heat, I guess is what it is. And that'll help you kind of keep an eye on it. You have to Coltal Shot a lot. I generally Coltal Shot on the run, so the times when you have to mobile heal, I would try to drop a couple Coltal Shots in. I try to work in Coltal Shot after supercharged gas is done. I try to work it in after Progressive Scan if I can. But you just got to be careful. It costs a lot of heat to do stuff, and some of these fights are really long, and some of the damage is bursty. And if you look at my kill videos, you'll see a few times where I kind of get nuts on heat, and I kind of got to work my way out of it. So that's really the only challenge, at least for me. The only challenge for me on the Merc class is the heat management, and that's just because we have so many abilities that are actually useful pretty much the whole fight. The Merc healer is the only class where if you spec in the right way, you can use every heal that you have anytime in the fight, regardless of what, you know, movement is required. For the strength, there are just tons of them, honestly. I'll go over some obvious ones first. The obvious strength is the mobility of the class. It is, I would argue, the far more mobile, pure healing spec or class in the game. Sorks can do a lot on the run, a lot. Mercs do more when it comes to just healing. So what that means is that Mercs can hit more of their abilities, healing abilities, while they run around. Sorks can do a lot of abilities, but some of those are mitigation, which is fine, but it's not healing. So if you're going for just healing numbers and healing, you know, people when you're running around, the Merc is the best one. If you look at my Sword Squadron, which is the Walker fight on hard mode kill, I'll put it on the website later today. You can see me running around a lot and healing while I'm running a lot. There's not a lot of things I can't do, especially if I think it's Power Surge, right? If I hit Power Surge, I can do Rapid Scan on the run. So the big strength of that class and the reason why I went Merc for 3.0 is just the amount of running around that you can do and healing. If your positioning is right, you can do a ton of healing. Your numbers won't suffer because of running. It's really, really powerful class when it comes to how the spec, how the classes are designed and how the fights are designed. The amount of mobility that BioWare requires of us now for healing is significant. And this class is built perfectly for it. So that, for me, is the bigger strength. Another strength that a lot of people don't talk a lot about of is the amount of damage you can do from your Merc class. You can Electronet, you can Rail Shot, you can Unload, you can Fusion Missile. You can do all of those things while you're moving. If you hit Power Shot for Fusion Missile, it makes it an instant. You can do all those things while you're moving. That is impressive. You can also, you know, if you want to Rocket Punch, I like Rocket Punch. You can do a lot of damage during any part of the fight, and it's really, really useful. Electronet is a great bleed, so a lot of times what I'll do is I'll focus, target the boss, and whenever my Electronet's off cooldown, if it's a boss that's a DPS check, like Torque, for instance, I'll try to remember to hit the thing, hit my focus bar, and then Electronet the boss and kind of maybe get a Rail Shot in or something and kind of move on with my life. But like Unload, Electronet, Rail Shot by themselves are really, really good, quick support damage you can do. And obviously, Death from Above is amazing. So at the end of my Underlurker kill that I have on right now, I think I do all of that stuff. And we kill the boss right at Enrage, I believe. It's just a really good class to help healing. It always has been, honestly. I mean, to help damage. It always has been. Pre-3.0, that was really one of the massive strengths of it, especially pre-3.0 when you do supercharge. When you did supercharge gas, you could unload for free. Now that stuff costs, but it does really, really good damage. And you can help out in a really big way at different parts of the fight if your DPS is having some issues. So that's the big strength for me. It's just the amount of damage you can do. You can do more damage than the operative because the operative has to do everything at melee. I think you can do more damage than the Sork just because the Sork has to cast stuff still with Crushing Darkness. It's still kind of a cast, and that takes a while. Everything else on the Merc, if you do it the right way, you can do instant damage and then go right back to healing. It's really, really cool. Another one of the strengths I like about the thing is that the two AoE heals are really strong AoE heals. So the way that the heals are designed are really, really important for that class and really, really strong. It's different for the operative has two really good AoE heals or has two good AoE heals, but one of them's a channel and the other one only hits a certain amount of people. Where progressive scan, if you put it on the tanks, you'll see me put it on the tanks a lot during Bulo and really anytime I can because it heals everybody in that area. And it'll tick for like 4K. And if you follow that up with a Koto missile, that's a lot of heals you're putting on people in a really quick amount of time. And then you can go back to Koto shotting and single targeting people. Also, your Koto shell, if you put it on melee or whoever, it works kind of as a roaming AoE. Although that's a little trickier, a little more abstract. But the AoE heals of the class are very strong. Very, very strong. Do a lot of great healing. They will be the bulk of your numbers if you break it down by percentages in the parser or something like that. So those are really three big, strong, important parts of the healing class that I think can really do well for people. If you need a class and you're having problems running around on your operative, for instance, if you're having problems putting out raw numbers on your Sorc, if you're having problems doing damage on your healer because of whatever the limitations are of that class, the Merc will fix all of that for you, though you have to really pay attention to your heat. It's a little more involved of a class to heal. I can go on my Sorc in hard mode and use maybe three or four abilities and be just fine, never run out of force and have no issues with any of it. On my Merc, I use all of the abilities essentially, and it takes a lot of management, a lot of keeping an eye on the heat. But running around is super easy with that class. It's just insanely easy on that class. There aren't another weakness I just thought of right now. There aren't a lot of utilities. If you look at the operative and the Sorc, you can probably make the argument that those have a little more utilities. Vent heat is great, and thermal sensor override is great, but it doesn't have a built-in controlled boost to alacrity that like operatives and Sorcs have. It doesn't have a lot of personal, you know, mitigation outside of the shield and Koto. I can't think of it right now. The self-heal, the one that ticks at a certain amount of time. Those are good, and they'll get you out of trouble, but they're not really strong. They're not stronger than Koto. They're not stronger than Explosive. Nah, damn it. Shield Probe. They're not stronger than Shield Probe and Static Shield. They're not stronger than the Sork self-heal and the Operative's evasion and the role that the Operative has. So the Merc doesn't have a lot of utility to kind of get that class out of trouble. You kind of have to self-heal yourself. And because a lot of times I find myself when I'm healing stuff, a lot of my heals are on cooldown. So like Emergency Scan, which is an instant. A lot of times that one's off of cooldown or not available for me because I don't even know if it's on cooldown, honestly. I can't think right now. But that one's not available for me because I need to save it for the group because it makes Healing Scan an instant. So a lot of times I'll have to Koto Shell myself and Koto Shot myself and then use a Med Pack. I find myself using Med Packs on my Mercs far more than I do on the Operative or the Sork. I don't even have Med Packs on my Sork. So that was another, you know, kind of a weakness, I guess, so to speak, is that the utilities of the class are kind of lacking. But you can make up for it by progressive scanning yourself when you're near a group. You can make up for that by Koto missiling yourself when you're near a group, and also just put Koto Shell on yourself, and it'll tick. And that also helps, if I remember right, that also helps tick and proc your relics, which is a really big deal. So I feel like those are the strengths and weaknesses of the class. I really like the class. I'm getting better with it each week. I think it's a really fun class to use, and I do think BioWare's going to nerf it, but I don't think their nerfs are going to mean anything, because BioWare tends to nerf raw numbers and healing output, and that's not really why I like this class. I don't like the class because it can do a lot of healing, and it can. I like the class because it can do a lot of healing in the moments that these fights are make you running around a lot, and that's not something BioWare can nerf because I don't believe they test for that. I don't believe BioWare tests for, you know, what a healer can do in a raid. I think they test for what a healer can do on a single target, and no healer in history has ever parsed single target healing. That's insane. So I don't think the nerfs will really matter to us, but I do think they're coming. So anyways, Merc Healer is my main. It's the one I prefer, and these are all reasons why that I just talked about. There are some challenges for sure with heat management. I think is really the hardest of all the healers. Doesn't have a lot of utility, so if you get into some health problems, it's kind of can be a challenge to get out of it. But it does a lot of damage. You can do a lot of damage with the class, and you can do a lot of healing on the run. You can do group healing. You can do single target healing almost as effectively as any. Well, and single target healing probably better than most, and you can group heal better than the rest of them because of the mobility and because they're instant successfully. I mean, you don't have to sit still and do it. It's a really good class. If you have the opportunity, and if you do heal, you should try it out. There's a lot of stuff there. I am on my Merc. I can get into the numbers because I have a little more time on my podcast. I talked more on my Operative for some reason. I am on my Merc doing Alacrity right around 650, 700. I have as much power as I can. I am augmenting half power, half main stat on all of my healers and on my Merc especially. And the only reason why I even do the half main stat, honestly, is because of the double of the relics. If I'm going to have a main stat relic and a power relic, then it would make sense to augment both main stat and power. My crit, I'm trying to keep my crit around 400, 450, you know, ish. Around there is about as high as I can go. Some people will tell you more, some people will tell you less. And the truth of the healing thing is it's just up to you, whatever you prefer. There's no real set thing. Some people will show you charts and numbers and diminishing returns and all that crap. You can run more crit, you can run less crit and be just fine. The only thing I would suggest is as much power as you can get once you get your Alacrity at a certain thing. My Surge, that's another thing. On one Merc, I was as low as 300. On another Merc, I was as high as, I believe, 500, if I remember right. And I didn't notice a lot of difference in the numbers that I was doing. So healing numbers are kind of up to you, man. Whatever you want to do, whatever you feel comfortable with. I do suggest as much Alacrity as you can take. I wouldn't take more than like 700 points of Alacrity, but take Alacrity and take power. The crit and surge is just kind of what you prefer and what kind of playstyle you want. But the truth of the matter is healing just comes down to raid awareness, energy management, and triaging. And I believe the Merc is the better of all of that if you can get a handle of the heat. So that's just a really quick podcast on the Merc Healer and why I like it, what challenges there are. Keep an eye out on my YouTube page. It's just my name, honestly, on YouTube. Just Louis. Search for Louis and Soltor or something, or do Soltor Healing, and you'll see it. It's also my YouTube page is also linked through my website, healingsoltor.com. On the main page to the right, you'll see the healing, and you can find me on Twitter And there's a Facebook page, Healing Soul Tour fan Facebook page that I do some stuff there, Twitter and Instagram. Fun all that stuff there. I hope you guys are doing really well. I'll come back later with the Sork podcast. Appreciate all the support, all the retweets, all the likes, all the traffic, everything you guys can do. I really appreciate it. You guys are doing great. And if you have any questions, as always, you can get me on any of those stuff. Ask any questions you have. And on the website, I have a form where you can submit questions. Hope you guys are doing well. Take care.